What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Boom, what's up, everybody? The Predator, new movie out, directed by Shane Black, co-written by Shane Black, the man who wrote the original Lethal Weapon, the movie, not the TV show. I've never seen the TV show, have no desire to see the TV show, but the action movie series Lethal Weapon is amazing, despite Mel Gibson and what he became. But Shane Black directed The Predator. I went and saw it, and first off, I didn't know it was him. I knew it was somebody that I enjoyed. For some reason, I thought it was Rodriguez, Planet Terror, over-the-top action, which this movie kind of fits his style in a way. More so, it did not feel like a Shane Black. I mean, Shane Black's more known. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang was his first time he directed anything. Put What's-His-Face back on the map. Robert Downey Jr. directed, I think, the third Iron Man, which I did not watch. So I don't know if that's any good. He also did The Nice Guys, which is a lot of fun with, I forget their names offhand. The Nice Guys is got blah, 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 blah. Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. Fucking great, like a spy noir kind of. Like, he does buddy stuff really well. You know, anytime he does a movie where it's two people, like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Lethal Weapon, fucking The Nice Guys, out of the park. Love it. Some of my favorite movies overall are those three movies. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, fucking The Nice Guys was amazing, and also Lethal Weapon. Like, top, those are like, I don't know, top 20, top 100. They're in there, though. They're amazing. They're so fun. And there's not really anybody doing them that well. Like, there's a lot of the buddy kind of movies, but there's not a lot of them that do it well. But Predator, you know, I'm not a huge Predator fan. I grew up watching the original. You know, I'd watched it a few times, I should say, while I was a child growing up. I don't know the last time I revisited the movie, probably a decade ago. Okay, so this new Predator movie coming out, figured I'd give it a shot, even though I was thinking of the wrong director was directing it. But went in, and, you know, big action movie kind of things, but, like, the writing is just, it's so disappointing when I saw his name at the end of this movie. Because, like, the whole time in this movie, I was like, the writing is horrible. The action scenes are like, super gory and fun, right? The characters are fun, but, like, the plot, which, I mean, it's, I understand it's like a monster movie, whatever, but the characters didn't do enough to where, like, I didn't really give a shit about the main guy, you know, like the other characters in his ragtag group of, you know, psychopaths, army psychopaths, they're fun, even though it doesn't make sense. There's one guy who's from, like, Ireland. In this group that's supposed to be an army guy that's like group two of the mentally disturbed that the government is shipping off to a loony bin or whatever. It really did feel like a bad 80s action movie. So it did have that feeling, but that's not necessarily a good thing. It didn't have it in a way where like Kong Skull Island, where it was really fun, like the cheesiness and everything added to it. Like, everything took away. The female character, the scientist who's obsessed with space animals. Instead of, like, every other motherfucker growing up called them aliens. But because she called them space animals, the government cross-referenced some shit and found out that she's the one they need to call. But then when they call her, she's not really much help. She doesn't really do shit. Like, it's really disappointing. Really disappointing that I knew... I don't know him personally, but it's like, it's a well-known writer. Like, he was, like, one of the best, like, his screenplay for Lethal Weapon was, like, was out of this, like, it was his first time, and it, like, out of the park success, and then this comes out. It's super disappointing. I mean, It depends on what scale you're going from. If it's just some, you know, studio employed writer who, you know, got this story that they're, you know, transforming to use as a Predator movie, and you get some, like, decent director that's kind of got some fun action scenes, but it was just overall, like, I didn't care about the main character. The kid was too much. I think he went full Asperger's. Maybe he has Asperger's. Maybe it was, like, legitimately whatever. But I don't know. It's just, like, it was an okay time at the theater. I saw it in IMAX. You know, it wasn't a packed theater. But it was just, like, I don't know. It was not a fun movie. It was a bummer. I was bummed out when the movie was over. Just, like, it was not as fun as I had hoped it would be. And, yeah, I still have hope for Shane Black. Maybe he just doesn't do well with this. Maybe his intention was to do, like, a bad 80s movie. But it's, like, there was no... The thing with The Predator had Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? It had, like, this larger-than-life character. There is nothing in this movie that is larger... I mean, the one of the versions of the alien predator thing is, like, larger than life, literally. You know? It's like a 10-foot-tall alien predator thing. Because they're evolving. It's very similar to the Alien franchise and, like... But It's like a weak kind of sci-fi premise anyway. But it's just... Overall, there was no, like... There was just no larger-than-life character. There was no Ryan Gosling. There was no Russell Crowe. There was no Mel Gibson. You know, there was no Arnold Schwarzenegger from the first one or the black dude that was in the first one. It did have, like, homage lines. Like, there was a get to the chopper line, which was stupid because they were motorcycles, but they weren't choppers. Like, he called them choppers. But they were just regular cruisers. Maybe they were Indians, but I don't even think they were Indian motorcycles. It was just really bad. I was super disappointed to see Shane Black did it. So go see it if you want. I'm sure there's a ton of people out there that just hate. They're like, you just didn't, you know. The same people, maybe not the same people, but the same kind of argument that the people that enjoy the DC movies that have been coming out. Where it's like, oh, you just gotta have fun. Well, although that one's kind of like, you just have to know the references. You have to do your homework before you can go into this movie and understand what the fuck's going on. Which the Aquaman movie looks horrible. But it's to be expected. Anyway. Don't go watch it. There's so many other good things. Like, go watch Mission Impossible Fallout again. There's so many other things. There are some movies I'm looking forward to watching that are coming up. But yeah, I wouldn't recommend The Predator. I mean, I guess if you're a diehard Predator fan, I don't know how you'd... I'm not a super big Predator fan. You know, it's the nostalgia thing. I watched it a few times growing up. Nothing that really... I had other movies that I watched a shitload of. But yeah, this one was just... It was whatever. I was super disappointed. So that's it, everybody. Go to my website, inspireddisorder.com, and have a great week. Have a great day. That's all you got to do. Just if you're having a bad day, hopefully after listening that at least you're not Shane Black putting out a piece of shit. I don't know. Maybe you're Shane Black. I'm sorry, bro. You can do better. You can do better work. That's it, everybody. Have a great week. Have a great day. Peace out.
When a young boy accidentally triggers the universe's most lethal hunters return to Earth, only a ragtag crew of ex-soldiers and a disgruntled science teacher can prevent the end of the human race.